Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
All right, man, let's get in here. It's Monday. Hey. Better yet, it's draft week.
Let's go. And we want to see who we not going to draft and who we going to trade. Let's go.
And we're less than a... I was like, what's the Aaron Fox doing up there? Extension candidates this summer. And less than a week away from free agency. Right, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah, right? Let him play. Let's go.
Now the real season starts.
Well, that's what I've heard. I heard nothing else matters except what's going on right now. Y'all, we're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar. That's official. Yeah. That's real. We're not bum rushing Tom's Watch Bar. We're actually going to be there for the draft, right outside the Golden One Center.
It's going to be lit.
Pull up on us.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time, man. Tom's Watch Bar beginning at 5 o'clock. We'll be doing some of our KSFM stuff from out there. Mm-hmm. And having a good time, man. So come through Tom's Watch Bar right outside the Golden One Center this Wednesday. It's going to be, and then Thursday, for the first time ever,
more draft.
D'Lo and KC will be on the air for day two.
And
not to be confused with night two, but day two of the NBA draft.
And the we could talk about this. We can look this up and all this other stuff. Kings have 3 second round picks as of right now. I feel like they have 3. I don't know.
I think it might be one. Let me double check that. I think it's one.
Where'd they get all these picks from?
Well, that's everybody. They got second round picks to trade.
I thought that was last year.
I thought they were saying that this trade deadline too. I could be wrong.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. What do you got against second round picks?
I was just saying we'd be on air with possible.
That's 3 chances to get Bronny.
Well, shout out Bronny. Shout out to him. I got love for Bronny.
They have 1 second round pick this year, 2 next year.
Oh man, that ain't helping us on Thursday.
Well, I don't know.
Like, no, I admire your enthusiasm. I don't mean to kill it. It's just not accurate. But it's you know, still be happy, be excited.
Hey, look, I went on ESPN today and I saw the Clippers new logo as the I was like looking for the teams.
Right,
it looks like a bullseye on ESPN.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It threw me off too the first time I saw it.
Color to that thing.
It's a little weird.
Need some sun.
Yeah, it looks a little. Yeah, that's really weird. What the hell is that?
It's a ship, I think.
A ship?
I think so. Yeah.
What is it a ship for?
I mean, that's what a kind of a
what's
clipper
a clipper?
Is. Like it's kind of like a somebody at sea, I think, or at least that's what.
Well, okay, so San Diego.
Yeah,
it's one of it's another one of those names that don't make sense once you take the team out of their original origin.
What should have been the San Diego name then? San Diego.
Well, no, it's fine if you're the San Diego Clippers, because that makes sense. The Los Angeles Clippers, I don't know that makes as much sense. I don't know if that makes it like that. It's not as bad as the Utah Jazz.
Hey, by the way, side note, this boy's stunting on you real quick on his background. I forgot his name, man, but he's stunting on you with the...
Me?
Yeah, man, because we all know you got the shoes. He kind of stunting on you with his background, bro.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. When did this become about me?
He kind of stunting on you with the shoes, man.
I didn't even see
the
shoes.
He's doing his thing, man. He got a crazy patent leather collection. Then he got some little Bo Jackson joints on the side. I think he got the Derek Jeter patent leather joints or the 11 Lows. They're not patent leather. They're like suede or something like that.
11 Lows.
Yeah, you'll see him when you come back on. He's stunting on you a little bit, dog. But I'm still riding with my dog D-Lo. If he really want to like pop out and show him, he gonna do what he do. Don't do that. He's just sixes, man. Ain't nothing popping off right now. Don't do that. What you got?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, like that's why I'm riding with D-Lo.
I only wear these shoes indoors because I'm scared to death something's going to happen to them. First time I put these on, we went out. I think we were at Solomon. I was scared to death. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm never wearing these out again.
That's a little too many this people too close.
This is a tough material to clean. Like, this was a – I appreciate the person who, you know. Yeah,
salute.
But
salute. But, yeah, back to the original. The Clipper, you know, it would work out. They got
a fast-sailing ship.
They got stuff that – they got ships that ship out of Long Beach and L.A. and everything. It works.
All right, fine.
Transfers. That logo needs
Los
to change.
Angeles ships. It's not bad.
No, the logo's fine. I just need more color.
It's not bad at all. It's just a little – now that I know that it's a ship, it's like, all right, cool.
It's perfectly fine. The icon on ESPN.com is just – it's fine. It just looks like a bullseye. It looks like Public Enemy.
Well, yeah. For some reason, it appeared they had DMC in the crosshairs or Run. It was Rev Run, I think, in that famous logo. So draft week is underway. I'm sorry. That was all entirely my fault. I got distracted because they had De'Aaron Fox on the TV with a bunch of other players. What the hell is going on up here?
Yeah, I did that, though. I pointed you towards the logo.
That's fine. It's draft week. We're just trying to get to Wednesday, man. We got a big Wednesday, big Thursday.
We did kind of sidetrack because you were telling we're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar.
We are, yeah. We're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar, man, for the draft. If you want to pull up, we'd love to see you. It's right outside the Golden 1 Center, man. I imagine there's going to be a whole lot of Kings fans there. So come out. We'll be there beginning at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be a great night. And then we'll be on the air as the Kings are drafting or doing whatever they're doing in the second round. It'll be interesting to see how the first ever – second day of the NBA draft goes. The argument for this, at least according to Adam Silver and general managers, was they wanted more time. General managers felt like the second round of the same night draft was too rushed. It was not as thorough as the first round. It was harder to make trades. It was harder to make deals. It was harder to have discussions. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a little bit more of a wild, you know, second round of the draft than we normally have. Mm-hmm. I personally thought that was all BS, and Adam needed a way to explain why. No, we needed money on another day. But either way, there's certainly no harm in it. I'm anxious to see how the first ever second day goes.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way I thought about it too. Like,
does Adam have to work a second day, or does Mark Tatum still doing
it? That was part of the negotiation. He said, "No, I'm not working the second day." No, I don't know. He may work both days.
It's in the collective bargaining agreement.
But you know, just like in just, I don't know, maybe kind of being annoyed with everything in life from time to time, I was like, this is ridiculous. Keep the draft one day. Why are we doing this? And then you take a step back and like, what's it hurting? It's June 27th or something like that. There's not much else going on.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally, sure. Let's make it
the Stanley Cup final is going to end tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Oh, I cannot believe I'm about to say
Friday?
This sentence. Yes, I did.
I watched a little bit on Friday. Dude, yeah. Boy.
I'm really looking forward to it. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm really looking forward to this game seven tonight.
That was crazy. But yeah, there's nothing else going on. Why not, you know, have the second round on another day? So looking forward to that. And then you mentioned, like I said, maybe the logistics of it all, maybe this does allow for more trades to happen and more discussions to happen. So, yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll definitely be fun. And I think I feel like I know the answer to this question based on what you said to start the show. Have you at all dove into what the 13th pick might look like?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, and there's a bit, but it's so all over the place.
Broad,
it's hard to just like say, yeah, I'm looking at these three players and I think that's where it could be like 10 players.
Those three players could wind up being 6, 7, and 8 or 21, 22, 23.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there are guys around that number 13 pick that I like, in and around the 13th mm-hmm. pick that I like. But then I also look at it where, and we can do a situation where it's just like, no trades happening. Who do you want there? Who would you like? And there's guys I can come up with, but it's like, I'm always in the back of my head. I'm like, all right, well, is this guy, is he going to help the Kings immediately more than Kyle Kuzma or something mm-hmm. like that? And that's where I always get just trade the pick. But there are some players around there that I do like.
And you,
there's a good number of players around there that I like.
Okay, interesting. Bryant West is going to be with us on Wednesday. He is one of our favorite guys to talk to at draft time. He wrote a piece for the Kings Herald over the weekend, or maybe at the end of last week, and really kind of created a cheat sheet for us to kind of keep an eye on, different guys to keep an eye on, which is interesting because I looked at, I think it was the, I thought I left it pulled up. Was it the Athletic? Yeah, it was. The Athletic mock draft had Ron Holland at 13 for the Kings, which is a guy.
Like Ron Holland, yeah.
So he's a wing. He's a 6'7" wing, which obviously, okay, now Kings fans are salivating a little bit. He's a G League Ignite guy. All right. Mm-hmm. He's 18 years old. Mm. That would reverse course of every – Monty McNair draft pick.
Go on
ever.
The complete other end of the spectrum.
You have to be like Monty McNair doesn't look at you unless you're at least 30. And so like Ron Holland there, 18 years old. It's like, all right, that's different. Does he do enough? And I think there's a lot of belief, right? He might not be there, mm-hmm. but the Athletic had him mocked at 13.
Like you said, there's so much. Mm-hmm. There's guys that, if they don't go first or second, might not go till they're like till 10 or something like that. Like there's a lot going on in this draft, and there's a wide ranging list for these prospects, and you know, and Ron Holland is one of them. Ron Holland is a guy that people are like, oh, he's definitely going to be around at 12, 13. There's no way he gets past 6 or something like that. So, yeah, there's one guy I know for sure I don't want though.
Okay,
Zach Edey.
Okay.
No disrespect to him.
You came across a bit disrespectful.
I don't want any part of Zach Edey on the Kings. That would be, to me.
Too soft?
It'd be a waste of pick.
Zach Edey at 13, worst case scenario for the Kings that night?
I traded for a bag of peanuts.
You can put them on your donut. We'll come back.
Put nobody on my donut.
We'll come back. Oh, you said, oh, man. Come on.
What did he say, Dame?
He said,
I don't even have my flax. You might be all right.
See, that's fine then. We'll
no, I got
just
you.
Keep it moving.
I got you.
No, we'll just you. Keep it
yeah,
moving.
Yeah, I got you.
Mike Brown added to his staff. We'll talk a little bit about that. Actually, some coaching hires or a coaching hire around the NBA. We'll talk about that.
I teased this a little bit during the handoff, and it's something that I kind of want to go back and forth with you and Jesse about the Malik Monk signing. And I just feel like, yeah, I want to talk about it. I got a feeling that some things were told, and I just don't know what it is though. I want to know what you got to think about it though.
I am intrigued. We will discuss when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes I lay out this show knowing there are things that I really don't want to wait till later to talk about, and Angel Reese is one of them. She was ridiculous yesterday. Mm. And the crazy part about Angel Reese, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. My man Edison hasn't heard it. So, Edison, if you're listening, I'll say for like the fourth time, I was wrong about Angel Reese.
Edison Hicks?
Yeah.
But he always would.
He hit me up this morning and said, have you apologized to Angel yet? And I said like three times. Like, I think I started three shows last week saying, man, I was wrong about Angel Reese. I'll say it for the rest of the season. That way everybody hears it. I was wrong about Angel Reese. I didn't think she could score at this level. I didn't think she'd be able to rebound the way that she did in college at this level. She has a knack for getting her hands on the ball every time it comes off the rim. Sometimes it's just like she's standing in the right spot. She still had, what did she have, 26 yesterday? No touch. She has no touch. Look at that shot.
The game is game is ugly.
Look at this shot right here. Like, look at that. She had one where she it was less time than this. It was maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Look, it gets her hands on the ball and like and just one. Flails the ball. She flails the ball in the air with two hands. Mm. It's phenomenal. Yesterday it fell. Mm. More consistently than not this year, it hasn't. But when she finds that touch around the rim, man, because there is no one. The only player that I can think of who had the ability to rebound the way that Angel Reese did was Rebecca Brunson. Mm. And Rebecca was taller. Mm-hmm. But Rebecca had the ability, like she had springs, like she could. Yeah. I know Kings fans don't want to hear about the second jump, but like she could get off the ground quick and then get off the ground again quicker than anybody else.
Yeah.
And she was special when it came to rebounding the ball. But what Angel is doing is completely different.
Angel is, I thought she was going to be pretty good, but she's better than I thought. I didn't think she'd be able to score at the level that she has for the better part of this year. And the game, you know, it's ugly. Like, it's just an ugly game. But one thing that I do notice from her is, even though it is a little ugly, like, and this is another one that maybe somebody else should have learned, she'll finish with the right hand. She'll use the right hand around the basket and finish with the right hand. She's a left-handed shooter from everything that I'm able to tell. But she'll do that. And there's two things that I look at with her and Caitlin and, you know, Cam Brink when she comes back and other rookies.
Yeah.
They haven't had an off season yet.
That's right.
And they will get this offseason an opportunity to get into the gym, really work on their game, perfect different things, work with trainers, all this other stuff. And I think they'll end up getting better. The one thing that I would always look at with Angel, and you know where I disagreed a little bit with some people that didn't think she would be that good. Not just saying you weren't the only one. Like a lot of people are like, she's not going to be that good. I bet on her toughness. She's tougher than a $2 steak, and she's competitive as hell. And I just thought, hey, she'll be around the league based off of that. She's a better player than even I thought she would be so far. But I was like, she won't get played out of the league just because she's tough. She's
well, to be clear, I never thought that either.
Right.
I did not think she was going to get played out of the league.
That's what I'm saying. Your thoughts weren't alone.
I also didn't think she was going to do what she did Saturday.
I didn't think so either. And she's – the one thing I would lay my hat on is she's a hell of a rebounder, but she's a better rebounder sooner than even I thought she would be.
Mm.
You know, I thought she'd be, you know, 5-6 rebounds a game. I told Jewel Kamara last night, I think by her third year, she's 16-11, leading the league in rebounds.
Man.
I think by her third year in the league, that's what she's going to be on a nightly basis.
That's crazy. Mm. That's absolutely incredible to think about if those are the types of numbers she's doing. Mm. Like, that's all-star level performance. That's all W type performance. That's MVP candidate type performance. If they can get a score in Chicago, and man, watching them yesterday, Teresa Witherspoon is the perfect coach for that squad. Mm-hmm. And I was watching her get into Angel a little bit and Kennedy Carter. And I like that they've moved Kennedy Carter to the starting line. And don't let any of this distract you, because you start with the positives. What Chicago did was phenomenal. Indiana's crap.
They've been playing well, though.
Indiana, the execution in that final 7 minutes was stunning. Like, their out-of-timeout plays were incredible. Like, what did you even call the timeout for? I ain't going to advocate for what everybody else is advocating for, but I don't know how much longer you could, like, sit on your hands and, like, watch this, because I get it. Look, they're not good. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah Boston is. Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark is. they're not that bad.
No.
And, ooh, that's rough. But Chicago has a very unique makeup. If they could get a scorer in there to go along with, now that they've moved Kennedy to the starting lineup and all of these really tough players that they got, if they can get a certified scorer in there, that's a real team.
Well, look, they also got the situation that it works, I think, definitely in the WNBA for the style of play. They got this Twin Towers thing going on with Cardoso.
Yeah.
And if she stays healthy and they can figure out how to use her and Reese together, I mean, that is a dominant front court. And like you said, Kennedy, and then if you go add a player or two here and there, they could be on the fast track. But are we going there with the Caitlin Angel talk?
We can.
We talked about it a number of different times.
Caitlin, by the way, had like a franchise record 13 assists last night.
Caitlin.
And I think the thing that stunned me is like, that was the franchise record? Like, they had some. I mean, Brianna January was there. Like, they had some.
Tamika can't pass to herself.
Well, I think she has before, by the way. Like, Tamika was so good. Like, she might have stolen the ball, passed it to herself, and gotten to the other side of the court in like two steps.
But
not 13 times in a game.
Not 13 times. Caitlin, and real quick with her, she's starting to figure things out. The game's starting to slow down for her. And one of the things that I noticed from her last season in Iowa is her court vision, her ability to pass is better than I thought it was, you know, her junior year or sophomore year, whatever year that other year was. And it's starting to come into play into how she plays in the W. The vision is there, the precision passing. Her and Aaliyah Boston had a couple of different times these two-man games yesterday that were beautiful, beautiful. And I think she's starting to figure it out as well. But we've talked a number of different times about, you know, there's just the dynamics of Angel and Caitlin, the fact that the Sky and the Fever aren't very good. And when people compare it to Larry and Magic, and we've pushed back on it a little bit, and I'll say right now, it's not Larry and Magic. I think it's a little closer than maybe we initially gave it credit for. These two are going to be, they're not Larry and Magic, but they're going to be really, we're talking about two potential all-stars in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they got history. There's a level of real heat I think they got. I don't think Angel hates Caitlin, but Angel gets turned up for a game against Caitlin Clark. And I don't know if Caitlin does or not. I don't know if the feeling is mutual. But there's energy for these games when they play each other, whether it's in Indiana or Chicago. The viewership is there. And we talk about real heat, too. And we talk about it almost as if it's like it's a bad thing. Magic and Larry have real heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whether it was competitive, like, I don't think they hated each other. But competitive, in a competitive way, they wanted to get after each other a little bit. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
I don't think they liked each other for what, like the first 4 years, 3 years?
Yeah. So I thought about that a little bit after just kind of seeing the scene of yesterday's game. Like the crowd was electric.
Mm-hmm.
It was another national TV game. A lot of people were watching. I don't know what numbers they're going to do, but they've done big numbers.
Oh, there was a nice little stretch, or if he had league pass, there was a quad box for like 2 hours in the middle of the day yesterday.
Mm.
Yeah, four games going on. It was like three of them were blowouts, but still, he had the quad box going on.
But I'll walk it back just a little bit. I think it's a little more Larry and Magic than people want to say.
All right.
A little bit more.
I just, you know why I don't want to do that is because it's so, the black and white angle is so simplistic.
Yeah.
And it's super real.
That's the thing.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Caitlin is, like, and Caitlin has done nothing, at least in my opinion, to alienate herself from the culture, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But Angel embodies it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I got the dog in me. You can't teach that."
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Talk that talk, girl. talk that talk. And it's just.
Was she on stage on Juneteenth dancing to Not Like Us? Because it wouldn't surprise me. Like, and that, I think that's the main reason I tried to fight that off was, look, come on, let's do better than this.
Yeah.
Let's not do this.
I
but I hear you. You're probably right.
And one of the reasons I walk it back a little bit and why it gets maybe a little closer to that is Angel's better than we thought. Like, we didn't think Angel would be an all-star necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And she's showing all-star potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it gets a little closer. The other thing that made me think about... the other thing that made me think about... it might be a little realer than I thought. Is I was on Twitter this morning, and somebody had the video of that Kamara showed us, had the video of Juju, and they were like, Jordan's coming. I was like, well, when you put it that way, it does kind of line up just a little bit there.
Yeah.
Larry and Magic are laying the groundwork.
That's a shoot.
And Jordan is on his way.
Facts.
On her way.
That's facts. Yep. Man, when you put it like that. Whew.
Man,
boy, wait till Juju hit the league.
She is going to be special.
And dear basketball gods, keep that woman injury free.
Please. Please. And the crazy thing about Juju is she is going to, much like Caitlin, I think Paige is going to be in there as well, but I think really Juju, because Juju is going to have just a different vibe and flair to what she does. She's going to inspire a generation of basketball players. They are going to.
Juju?
Juju is. And that's just going to make the game.
I think all three of them might.
For sure. Caitlin is doing it right now. Caitlin is.
I think Angel could too.
Angel is too. But I think it's on a little bit smaller scale than Caitlin and Juju specifically. I think Juju is just like they're like even the way Juju plays. Like it's gonna be how people tried to play like Mike and Kobe. You know what I mean? Because she's not just like 3-point dominant. She got moves. She'll get in the mid range. She'll hit you a little dream shake, fall away. Like she's gonna bring that aspect to women's basketball and inspire so many that way. She's gonna open up the floodgates with how she steps on the scene.
Polo said WNBA Jordan already retired. Maya Moore, that would have been accurate if Maya Moore stuck around.
Yeah,
like Maya had a bigger calling in life.
Yeah, Maya was crazy, and Maya. I'll just be transparent with it. I didn't watch Maya the way I've watched Juju for
Maya
the last 2-3 years. And
I would see
the highlights. I would see the numbers. And, you know, you got Simone was there as well. So, like, I wasn't as locked in
to
the women's game the way I am with Juju.
Right? You eliminate the bad words and the occasional fighting. Like, Maya was every bit the assassin Diana was.
Mm.
She just, like, smiled at you after she did it. Like she did it with the very sweet, like girl next door. Like, I'm gonna cut your heart out.
The nicest person in the
world.
Like
right now, I'll never forget the man. Was it? I don't remember. It was during one of their runs. It might have been Notre Dame. Someone was playing them competitive in the national championship, and it was like a close game at halftime. Mm-hmm. Second half comes up. UConn's like fighting back. They're down by a few. They had finally gotten within one possession. It was Notre Dame, whoever it was, missed the shot. Maya gets the ball. It's like she's going to shoot a three. Mm. She's going to shoot a three, and, like, it's over. She just walks up the floor, drills the three. They call time. It's like it's a one-point game. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the building knew it was over. It was done at that point, and that's what Maya does. She spent the next four possessions making it a double-digit lead. They were just down.
Mm.
She spent the next four possessions making it a double-digit lead. And the game was over. Like, she was – Maya was the one.
Yeah.
Like, more so than Candace. For me – and, you know, Diana's my favorite. Even more so than Diana. Mm. Like, she was the one. But she had a bigger calling.
Yeah. And she's changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally. And somebody in the chat, Filthy McNasty, says Cheryl Swoops was the MJ of the WNBA. Cheryl Swoops was a bucket, too. Look, Cynthia Cooper was crazy when she jumped on the scene or whatever. And then you got Cheryl Miller. And I don't want to put too much on this young lady, but it just feels like Juju is the culmination of all these great players. And, like, you throw some men's players in there, too, with the way she works. Like, it's just, I don't know. She just moves different than anybody I've ever seen in the women's game.
She's the one. Yeah, she's the one. She's Jordan. She's Victor Wembanyama. She's all LeBron, all rolled into one. Mm-hmm. I think she has a shoe deal already. Is that
pretty? I don't know. She's with Nike.
Asia.
I don't know.
Asia's with who?
She's with Nike.
Caitlin's with
Nike.
Okay. Because I think Juju might. She might be going to. To the jump man.
Oh, yeah.
I think she might be with the jump man.
They thought that's what was going to happen with Caitlin.
That's what I thought someone told me was happening with Caitlin, but it might have been Juju. Mm. Like the conversation was.
It might be that. I heard.
The same conversation where this person said to me, I don't know why they haven't announced Asia's deal. It's been final for like a year. She's getting paid by Nike now. She has a shoe. They're only making this worse by not telling people. And, of course, they did.
Yeah, got the logo.
A rare misstep.
Yeah. I feel like there's a little.
Yeah, that was another logo I had to stare at for a minute.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, I saw the breakdown of it. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was just going to be a AW. But or an AJ. Or I don't know. Yeah. But I think Juju, like. I think Nike's really been working at that, and I feel like I haven't heard anything about it, but I feel like they're trying to entice her by saying, look, we want you to head up the Kobe line.
Mm.
She's been real connected with Kobe,
mm-hmm.
and all the releases and stuff, mm-hmm. like that, and even the Kobe estate and Nike choosing USC and all that other stuff. If I was Nike, that would be my angle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what they're thinking, but that would be my angle.
Well, USC isn't the only.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's not the only
size
one.
11, bro.
Yeah, you act like I'm benefiting from that.
I just want some book ones.
Bro, I've tried. I've tried. I got more shoes than I know what to do with. What? Aren't we the same size? Like... No, I'm 10. You're 10 and a half. No, like, I'll make it work. Like, what is the problem?
That I know what to do with. No, that's crazy.
She was like, yo, they just keep sending me new book ones. All right.
I'm weak.
What and then Vanessa things? Sends these packages. Of...
Oh, man. All right, come on, man. Like, come on.
All right, bro.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
I just want to be like that when I grow up. That's what I want when I grow up.
In any event, the WNBA is in great hands.
Yes.
Great, great hands. It was a really fun day yesterday. Salute to both Caitlin and Angel. Just a hell of a job by Chicago collectively. By the way, we mentioned her name, the 25 points, 16 rebounds. Only Asia Wilson has put up numbers like that as a rookie.
Mm.
And for those who are unaware, Asia is the one. Mm-hmm. Like, Asia is the one right now. Juju's the one soon,
right?
But right now, this is Asia's world.
Outside of my watching my game on Friday, my hockey game, because
big hockey,
you know, I'm the hockey insider here.
The ice with Kenny Caraway coming up at 1:47.
All sides with Kenny Caraway. The blue line,
fourth period,
pucks on net, baby, pucks on net. Let's go.
The blue line.
Danny in San Francisco, are you listening? Oh, God. You say the blue? Oh, God. Don't just call it something else. Oh, man.
Oh, outside of watching that.
Blue Lives Matter over here, Kenny Caraway. Oh, no. Jeez.
When I wasn't watching that, or when that game got out of hand, I did see my girls putting a hurting on them son on Friday night.
Hey,
they back.
It's different.
My girls are back.
Well,
stop playing with us.
Your girls are back. That girl is back.
True.
Very Chelsea's true. Back, and they look like a completely different basketball team.
Very true. I didn't know Jackie Young was averaging 19 a night.
Yeah.
Jackie Young.
The All-Star team could legit be made up of Las Vegas Aces. Now, this All-Star game is going to be a little bit weird because it's All-Stars versus USA, but, like, you still get the acknowledgement and the nod, and, like, yeah, it could be made up of, like, three aces.
Mm. Man.
You could throw Caitlin and Angel in there and Nafisa and Arike. There's some squads out there.
Shout out to my, they back on the good foot though. Chelsea back. You know, we doing work again. We want to see everybody. We want to see the Liberty again. You know what I mean? They snuck us when we didn't have Chelsea. You know what I'm saying? I want to see. We see the sun again. It's nothing. Angel, you come to town. You know you my girl, Angel. But you come to town, you can get it too. Caitlin, you come to town.
Come to town. What town are you talking about? They play in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, that's where my people are.
Vegas, Kenny. I guess.
But they was calling you Santa Clara Caraway like a week ago. And not to mention, I'm KC in LA. Like, what? Like,
that's a class.
Who are you?
That's a class. I wish I had that.
Like,
moment.
Where does Sacramento rank on this list of cities?
Number one always. Oh, okay. Number one always. Don't do that. Like, Pat, don't say Jack.
He going to end up with an Asia Wilson jersey before De'Aaron Fox and Malik.
No.
He going to end up with a.
That's already been written, man. I got to figure it out.
Where is it written?
Yeah,
like, this is already written, man.
Where's the Steph Curry jersey?
That's not going to happen. If he goes to Charlotte, maybe. But it's not happening with Golden State.
Why don't you just get the team USA staff one, man? It's okay.
No.
Borrow Kyle's. Try it on. See if you...
Just in general, Steph is my boy, but he's way down the list of jersey.
Okay. Let's not pretend like the Chatty House didn't have to talk you out of...
Look.
And you did Did he do it during the playoffs?
Absolutely not. Don't
was it, like, it literally was during the playoffs.
No, it was not.
It was after, though.
We were fighting.
It was after the first round series.
It was like an August 2nd conversation or something like that.
King's fresh off of game 7 against the Warriors. Casey's like, you know what would be sick? Steph Curry jersey.
But look, man, Steph is way down the totem pole. And look, Steph is my boy. That's my boy. But
I can't wait for Zabo to find that video.
Man, he's way down the list. Even like if he played for another team, he'd be way down the list. I'm telling you, it is Fox, Monk, Debo. Purdy might have shot up there too. I'll put Purdy.
Purdy jersey. Wow.
Ant-Man, Tatum. Actually, I take that back. Asia's ahead of Ant-Man and Tatum. Asia's ahead of Ant-Man and Tatum.
Okay.
I need that. I mean,
you're not
getting
my aces. Any of these.
No, I'm definitely getting.
You're not
Monk
getting
and Fox.
Any of these jerseys.
Why is Debo on that list too?
No, you're not getting
Debo,
any of these.
My boy.
Debo isn't going to be a 49.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been able
Washington
to pull
Commander
the trigger. Don't do that, man. I'm already sick about that. Well, if Ayuk keep playing around, Debo stick around.
Ayuk is just being silly. Like Ayuk is fine. Ayuk is going to be just fine. He's going to be a San Francisco 49er. He's in his feelings right now. He needs to stop.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Need to stop playing around. But dang, it's going to come at the expense of my boy Debo. That's my boy Debo. I still think they need to think about trying to keep them both.
My dog. I just love this, how everyone brings Kenny food. Like, this is just spectacular. Thank you. Not Kimberly, it's Charlie. And nobody ever said, hey, D-Lo, you want a bite to eat? Or?
Charlie don't even say nothing. He just hands it off and walks, thanks, Charlie. Nah,
no, Kenny, Kimberly comes in and cusses you out and hands you the food and then leaves. But at least she brings it to you.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar this Wednesday for the draft. Come join us beginning at 5 o'clock. It is going to be an absolutely fantastic time. Make your plans to watch the draft with us. We'll come back. We'll talk about the draft, specifically about the Sacramento Kings, because Anthony Slater and Sam Amick have written about the Sacramento Kings and what they want to do with that 13th pick, including a little nugget I don't think any of us knew about. Mm. We'll talk about it. Steelo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Oh. 916-909-1320. If you want to get in. Who did you say? Is it Tom? Tom! Appreciate you calling in, man. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to you about Willie Mays. I got bumped on Thursday and Friday because of De'Aaron and Malik Monk Friday, which is fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Malik Monk Day. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear your story.
You were talking, Willie Mays on Thursday. And one of the things that you were talking about was his approach, civil rights and players of color. And he took a sort of a quieter behind-the-scenes approach. And there was a story of Alvin Dark was the manager at the time, and players of color didn't really like him, and they were all ready to walk. Mm. And he gathered them around and said, no, let's stick together as a team. And they did their thing. And then Alvin Dark was fired at the end of the year. So that, kind of worked in their favor. And managers after that gave him a lot of responsibility and authority, making out the lineup card, you know, moving players in position and so forth. So he did a lot of stuff behind the scenes that nobody ever kind of heard about or saw. The other thing you mentioned, Walter Payton, as another athlete that was kind of had a similar approach.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. I used to work for Northwest Airlines, and I chartered their flights, the Bears flights, to all their games. So I got to know Walter Payton. I have the copy of Life magazine autographed by him. But Willie Mays had his approach was, he liked the saying, and he said, prepare as a professional, but play like a child. And that's what Willie Mays did. That's what Walter Payton did. And that's what Bill Walton did as well. And I have an autographed picture of Bill Walton. And one of my favorite sayings from him was, he said, good everything forever.
Oh, that's tremendous.
All three of those were just, prepare as a professional, play like a child.
Mm. I love that. Thanks for sharing, Tom. We appreciate that. That's really good stuff.
Tom, shout out to him, really, man, because that story that he talked about with the manager, that was on the doc. I remember reading about that or hearing about the watching it. And it was crazy because they had a lot of Latin-speaking players on the Giants at the time. I know Orlando Cepeda was one of them. Juan Marichal was another. They had, I think, maybe two or three others. And the manager was like, he didn't let him play music or something. And then he was like, yeah, the rule is no Spanish speaking in this clubhouse. And they were like, oh, wait, what? Like, this is directly targeted to us. And, you know, it's ridiculous or whatever. And Mays kind of worked through that, you know, with everybody and made sure that, because they were ready to not play, like Tom mm-hmm. mentioned. They were ready mm-hmm. to, like, just walk out on the team. Mays smoothed that over. And, yeah, the manager was fired, rightfully so, at the end of the season. So, yeah, man, Willie Mays is just special. Just seeing
he was special.
Some of the stories that trickled in last week and even over the weekend. I mean, it's just iconic. We talked about it, but he's just iconic. And I think tonight is the first home game mm-hmm. for the Giants since
Ramsey since mentioned in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. That it's Willie Mays celebration night
mm-hmm.
At the park.
Yeah.
Maybe that can turn things around for the Giants. Cause
is Farhan still the GM?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The spirit of Willie maybe could get them. Maybe get them to end a 5-game losing streak.
Of Willie is shaking his head right now.
Well, I actually don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all.
This guy in Farhan's like, well, don't worry about it. We've got the guy that, you know, plays the Vazorp on the Berserker, and when you bring that together, that makes sure that your center fielder is going to be one of the top guys in MLB come August, because the Zuberger is one of the top assets that you have when you calculate all the ratio of the data that we have. And we also have a starting pitcher that we love him. He can't throw more than 20 pitches, but we think that's the way baseball is going right now, and everybody should follow us.
No, I that's actually my favorite impression, because I don't think that's exactly what Farhan sounds like, but it's my favorite because it's just, other than when Shaq yells, that's my favorite. And then you just make up noises and call them words. Like a Vizorb, like
that's what they be doing.
Like an advanced baseball, you know, the advanced baseball analytics statistic, Vizorb. Tremendous. Now I'm trying to envision a scenario where Farhan is having a conversation with Willie Mays, asking him about the Vazort before he passes.
Willie's like, man, get out of my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can he hit the ball or not?
No, but you gotta there's more to it than that. 916.
It's more than just hitting. Sometimes it's actually better if they don't hit the ball, and that would be better for the bottom line of the runs that you're trying to score.
You need glasses to push up closer to your face for that, too.
916-909-1320. Let's get our man Ross in here. Ross, what's going on, baby?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? great show all summer. Just been listening, man. You guys are the best.
Feels like the summer has been an eternity. It's still June.
Well, look, summer started like Saturday, technically.
I know. Yeah. It's like Ross said that, like, we're almost there, guys. Like, no, we got like two more months of this, man.
Yeah, Sacramento is 6 months of summer now.
Well, that's a shoot. That's a shoot.
We appreciate you, though. Thank you. Or Luke.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, it is Luke. And,
I think the Kings, we obviously want to add talent, but it's no doubt we got to add a dog. Like, some way we got to get a dog. And seeing Bobby Portis come available, you know, it might not be easy to get him. But I think you get the right personality on this team and you start firing up a guy like Fox and Murray. We kind of have a passive starting five. They're talented, but we need some guys that will, you know, get under Fox's skin. And we got Monk, but we need to add a couple dogs somehow. I think Monty knows, too, and he'll figure it out.
I love dogs, too, particularly of the Sprout variety. But why does everyone – why does everybody – is that – like, when you say that this – what does this team need? They need a dog.
Malik Monk is a dog.
Like, really?
Malik
like
Monk is a dog. Trey Lyles is a dog.
Trey Lyles choked someone.
Yeah, Brook Lopez.
He tried to choke slam Brook Lopez on the floor.
And I think people kind of like.
And by the way, Ross, like, you're far from the only person.
No, he's in the majority. Like,
yeah,
if you
like,
ask,
we're
10
in the minority.
Kings fans of that, yeah. Seven of them will say, yeah, they need a dog. I think they have enough. I think they're fine with that respect. I think they need some better basketball players.
Give me a defender at the three or a dog. I'll take the defender at the three.
Somebody can knock down, who can shoot 40% from three. I'll take him. I think you'll win games with him as well. Also, you look at people talk about, like, who's a dog and all this other stuff. Just because he's not necessarily fighting people doesn't mean Keon Ellis isn't a dog. Mm. I look at Keon Ellis as a guy that's a dog. I look at Davion Mitchell as a guy who's a dog,
yeah,
and will get after it. So I think they got a good amount of those guys on the team. Now, I'm not going to turn away one. Like, if there's a guy like Bobby Portis who fits that dog criteria and can be productive, I'm not going to be like, well, we got enough dogs. We don't need that. No, man, bring him through. I just don't know. I don't believe that that's their biggest priority right now. I think they've got toughness to them. This team, and I say it every time, and I say it to I'm blue in the face. That team that made the playoffs and had the Golden State Warriors call into the office was tougher than a $2 steak. They were getting after it. That was a physical series, and they were up to the challenge. And a lot of those guys are still here today. I think that's something that they're good on right now as far as dogs and all this other stuff.
Have you ever been blue in the face before?
No, thank God.
Okay.
I don't want to
Well, I don't want you to have to say anything till you're blue in the face either to see, but I am fascinated at the thought.
Shout out Katrina, blue face baby. Yay.
But like you're like of the darker skin variety. So would it be more of a purplish tone?
Probably. Yeah, okay. Probably. I don't want to find out.
Yeah, you're looking like Mark Henry just trying to get your point across.
I don't want to find out.
What happens to Luke? I just thought of that. Luke was on JB staff.
He can come back home. He can come back to Sacramento.
Home? To do what?
Who are you talking for?
Well, to do what?
Yes, don't do that to Luke, man.
Join
man.
Morgan on the booth?
Chief Vibe Officer?
What are you talking about?
What do you call it?
No, we got Chief Alvin.
Vice Vice Vibe Officer?
No, he can join Morgan up on the NBC thing.
You know, Luke can come home, man.
Home? I'm sorry. Home? Well, you mean JJ staff? What you mean home?
Oh, man. I'm the one-man wolf back, man.
Look at what you did. We ain't seen Bryant West in a year, and he just jumped in the chatty house to say, no, absolutely not.
I'm a one-man wolf back. I'm the only one that likes Luke out here. Even my mom can't stand him.
Shout out Kenny. He is, like, the nice guy, whatever, because he was trying to bring Vladdy back when no one was there.
That's more than just being nice. Vladdy deserves to be back.
Well, Bryant's
at the time, though.
Bryant's got a great point, though. Does home mean Las Vegas? Does it mean Los Angeles?
I'm talking about Sacramento.
Does it mean Santa Clara?
I'm talking about Sacramento. That's my home. Come on now.
All right. Just
don't do that. You know Sacramento Mall. You don't know what you're talking about.
It really upsets
me. Bro, he can stay in the guest house, maybe.
It really upsets me that that makes me laugh. And I love that you're inviting Luke back here. Luke can come back and he can work with Morgan. That's what Rachel. He could do.
I ain't seen Rachel in a while. She said, I do not want to hear that man's voice. No, thank you.
Well,
some people like his voice.
Well, there's nothing wrong with his voice. I just think people got tired of, I got to watch the tape.
Well, you had to watch
the James.
Tape.
Hi, James. You know, the most, when we launched Be Heard, along with J Street Vibes, you know, do some
other,
the biggest podcast we had on there was called Watching the Tape.
Mm.
And
Luke is provocative.
Yeah, I guess that's one way of putting it. I guess that is one way of putting it. So is this article from Anthony Slater and let's see if we can get Ant-Man on the show tomorrow, because this is interesting. Mm. They wrote the article titled, Why the Sacramento Kings are shopping their number 13th pick so aggressively. Mm. The part that caught our attention was this line here. The Kings already tried to use it for a significant...
What?
Get the dump button. I just had a... mini stroke.
Hey, what'd you say, Mitch Marling? I didn't know.
Turns out Anthony Slater is booked tomorrow at 10:30 here on ESPN 1320. The Kings already tried to use it for a significant roster upgrade. They were close to a trade for defensive ace Alex Caruso last week, according to league sources, offering the number 13th pick to Chicago as the key chip. The Bulls, to the surprise of many within the league, instead opted to send Caruso to Oklahoma City for Josh Giddey. So, an interesting note that I had heard zero rumblings about, the Sacramento Kings did attempt to get Alex Caruso last week.
Well, and that's one of the things that we kind of talk about often, right, with, like, people getting upset with Monty McNair. Sometimes I get upset with nothing happening or whatever. Just because something doesn't happen doesn't mean they're not attempting
right.
to get things done. And this is an example of that. Like, you know, you could try to get Caruso all you want. If somebody has a better trade proposal, then that's where the team might go. Like, you're not, if you're Monty McNair, you're not in a situation where you have endless assets and you can just offer any and everything that people want. You kind of, you know, restricted. You have your assets, but there's always somebody that has, you know, better assets than you to trade with. So
is that Monty's fault for not having like better assets? You get what I'm saying? Like not building that up?
Yes and no, but he made his move. Like his move that kind of took all his assets away for a couple of years maybe was, well, to the move.
Well, it
the
wasn't
moves.
A move. Yeah, yeah. It was two moves.
Sabonis, I say Sabonis mm-hmm. is one.
Mm-hmm. And that was his biggest probably trade chip at the time, yep. was Tyrese Halliburton. Yep.
And then the other one was Kevin Huerter, where I don't think anybody's not doing that deal.
No.
Moving forward. Or at the time, I should say.
I mean, the Kevin Huerter deal only looks frustrating right now because the Kings missed the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're not even having... We are not at Tom's Watch Bar if the Kings make the playoffs.
Right.
We're just glossing over this week mm-hmm. if the Kings make the playoffs because they don't have that pick. The pick goes to Atlanta. That deal's done, and you have, you know, a host of other things that you're hoping that the Kings deal with.
Wow.
But, you know, they have what they have. Like, you drafted Tyrese Halliburton, used it to get DeMontis Sabonis, to get DeMontis Sabonis, and you know, he's drafted Keegan. It's worked out well. I think Davion Mitchell has worked out well. He drafted Keon Ellis. Like, there's a lot of guys that he drafted. Unless you want to see any of these guys go, then, like, no, he's done fine acquiring assets along the way.
And
Davion's future certainly is interesting. I'm not of the belief he should be traded, but everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man. Like, let me see what we're talking about here. But I love the way that Davion played at the end of last season.
Agreed.
I absolutely think he has a place on this team moving forward.
Agreed, 100%. And this is just, it's more so along the lines of what we talked about all last summer when people were like, they signed Harrison Barnes and people just, oh, he's just running it back. How's he? Bro, myself, D'Lo, James, you know for a fact he was not trying to just run it back.
Yeah.
There are
on
things
multiple
that,
fronts.
Yeah, yeah, there were things that were kind of out of his control. Maybe some things that he wasn't comfortable with as far as like, I could make this deal, but I don't like what it does for this team long term or whatever the case may be. And I think some of the stuff we heard, everybody would probably be in agreement that, nah, you probably don't make that move just yet. You know what I mean? Like, so I want players in here. I want improvements to the roster and things of that nature. I understand all that. But sometimes we've got to realize that it's not just the he makes a decision and it happens automatically thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that play a part in potential trades or free agent signings or anything like that.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.